What about if you dive in the water and you land flat and you make a popping sound?
Mm-hmm.
And you say you did what? Okay, it makes your stomach turn red, it hurts, it stings when you land flat like that.
Uh-huh.
You ever heard it called a belly buster or anything like that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Say if a boy is playing around in the yard, he might tuck his head between his legs,
mm-hmm.
kick out his feet, and go over like that,
uh-huh.
and say he did a what?
Flip.
Okay, anything besides that? Somersault or tumble?
Yeah, somersault.
Somersault. All right, this bird, if somebody gets some water that's too deep for them, you say they might be
drown.
Yeah. Yesterday, three people.
Drown.
Yeah. A lot of people have.
Drown.
Okay. If you went into a store to pay off your bill, maybe, or maybe if you just bought something, sometimes the storekeeper might give you something,
mm-hmm.
a little extra for doing that. What would you call that? You say he gave you a...
just extra, I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word lanyap around here?
Uh-uh.
Haven't heard that. Okay. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Okay. Now this is another bird. If something gets stuck up in a tree, like a kite, you're going to have to dig what to get it?
Climb.
Okay. It got stuck and I blanked the tree.
Climb.
Yeah. I have that tree before.
Climb.
All right. Say if a child is going to say his prayers
mm-hmm.
before he goes to bed, and he's going to get down beside his bed, you say he did what beside the bed?
Kneel.
And if you're very tired, you might say, well, I'm going to, for a little while.
Lie down.
Sure, okay. And if somebody's very sick, you might say, well, oh, so-and-so couldn't even sit up. He's just in bed all day.
Lie in bed all day.
Mm-hmm. And after you're sleeping, and you begin to see things when you sleep, you say that you started to do what?
Dream.
Yeah. Last night, I blanked about so-and-so.
Dream.
All right. I have that before.
Dream.
All right. I was dreaming about so-and-so, but all of a sudden, I...
woke up.
Okay. What would you say I did if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor like...
don't.
Okay. Let's say if a boy, wants to make sure that a girl gets home from the party, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He would say, may I what?
Drive, you know.
Okay. The main difference way would say if he didn't have a car, may I?
Walk, you know.
Okay. All right, say if I get my car stuck in mud, I might ask somebody to put a chain around my front bumper and me out.
Pull.
Okay. Or get behind and give me a
push.
What would you say if you had something very heavy? Instead of just saying, I carried that thing for three blocks, you might say what?
Tote.
Mm-hmm. When you say toted, does that necessarily mean that it's very heavy?
No.
Or like you could just...
just try and carry.
Mm-hmm. And so you could like tote a bag of groceries?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, if your mother is cooking in the kitchen, and there's a lot of little children playing around in there,
mm-hmm.
she might turn to them and say, well, now the stove's hot, so...
don't touch it.
Okay. Let's say if you needed a hammer, you'd say to me, give me that hammer.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if I asked you this or not, but when we were playing, talking about games, when you're playing tag, the place that you run to
mm-hmm.
and can be safe,
mm-hmm.
what would you call that?
Base.
Okay. Alright, now this verb, I threw something to you and you did what?
Caught.
Okay. Every time I throw it, you're going to?
Catch.
Yeah. You have everyone I throw to?
Caught.
Okay.